Hello and welcome to the One Thing Podcast. It's very interesting this morning. I was thinking about the book of Ecclesiastes, and when you read that book, it's from Solomon, a man who had experienced all the riches of the world. He experienced travel and all the gold, all the silver, everything. And yet, his conclusion out of everything that he learned as being one of the wisest men to ever lived was in the ending of that book, he says, "All I know is that the greatest thing you could do is fear the Lord." And I was really thinking about that. And so I was brought to Psalms 128, verses 1 and 2. And it says, "Blessed are those who fear the Lord, who walk in obedience to him. You will eat the fruit of your labor. Blessings and prosperity will be yours." And so what is God calling his people to do? What is the greatest thing that we can do? We are to fear the Lord. What does it mean to fear the Lord? It means that we walk with him. We obey, we follow, because we know that he is worthy, that he is king. We know that if God blesses us, we are blessed. If we are cursed, we are also cursed. We know that all things are in God's hands. We know that God can cause life, or he can cause things to be destroyed. He is God. He is mighty. He is powerful. And he is calling us to fear the Lord. For those who fear the Lord, we don't lack anything that is good. Those who fear the Lord also come to know God, to love him, and to love the Lord their God with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength. And the part of this verse that also goes right along with it, he says, "You will eat the fruit of your labor. Blessings and prosperity will be yours." To eat the fruit of our labor, as we labor in this world, in our prayers, and as we begin to work toward the kingdom of God and to follow in faith and to seek him in all that we do, to let God be the priority of our lives and our day, to let God be our lifeline, to be everything as we walk and as we fear the Lord, we will eat the fruit of our labor. And the fruit of our labor will be blessings and prosperity. We will prosper in the love of God. We will prosper in the goodness and in the power of God. We will be blessed in everything that we do, blessed in our homes, blessed in our jobs, blessed in our families, simply because of the fear of the Lord. God looks to bless those who fear him, because those who fear him will lack nothing. The world will see that God is alive. The world will see that God is powerful and that he is just and also compassionate and merciful to those who fear him and walk in his ways. Will you fear the Lord today? Will you ask God to touch your heart and say, "Father, let me have the spirit of the fear of the Lord"? And we know that the Lord Jesus Christ is the answer to all of it. It says in Isaiah that there was going to be one who the spirit of wisdom and understanding, all the aspects of the spirit were going to be upon Jesus, and one being the spirit of the fear of the Lord. The Lord Jesus is the answer. As we trust in him, as we look in him, he feared and loved his Father, and he did it in a pure and righteous way. And when Christ is in us, when we trust in him, we too will fear the Lord. And the blessings and the prosperity of God will be found in our lives as we fear the Lord and walk in his powerful ways. May you be blessed today. May you seek his face in this precious, wonderful time. And may you find the Lord as never before.